Go
Okay,
ahead.
good morning. It
Good.
is Saturday, September 21st at 9:04 a.m. This is the Board of Assessment Appeals special meeting. Can we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mark, can you please call the roll? I'll call the roll. Colleen Ezzo?
I'm sorry. I was on
That's okay,
mute.
go ahead.
Colleen Ezzo.
Present.
Sarah Widomski.
Here.
Maria Conlon. Okay, you have two, so you have a quorum present. Sorry about that.
No worries. Okay, number four, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Okay, public portion is closed. Number five, approve minutes of the March 15th, 2024 meeting. Is there a motion?
I make a motion.
Okay, by Colleen, second by Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Okay, number six, hear and act on the following motor vehicle assessment appeals. Okay, I know Mr. Fink is the first one in the hallway, so I'm going to call him in to present his appeal.
You bet.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
I'm doing well.
You can have a seat right there.
Thank you.
Morning, Sarah Widomski. Thanks for
Bob, thank you.
Okay. Pull up your okey-dokey. Okay, Mr. Fink, do you want to talk a little bit about or give any evidence on your over-assessment?
Well, I think it's overassessed because of the age of the vehicle and the mileage that's on it and the shape of the vehicle. I mean, I only use it back and forth to work, and that's it. I won't go any farther than that.
Okay. How many miles does it have?
Approximately 236,000.
Okay. And is there any damage
Oh,
to
yeah,
the
the rear
vehicle? That...
quarter's all damaged and headliner's fallen down. I have the vehicle outside if you need to see it.
To vehicle. Okay, let's bring that. Let's take a look. Let's go take a look at the
You're going to wonder why
vehicle.
I'm still driving. I only use it back and forth to work. It's like 5 miles a day.
Okay. Take a couple pictures.
You're gonna break your camera.
So sorry.
That's all right.
And Sarah, you'll send them out.
Yeah, I'm going out with the camera, so I'm gonna put it on video now, so you'll be able to see it.
All right. Thank you.
It's 236-ish.
The record should reflect Maria Collins entering the meeting at 9:09.
Okay, you're good.
All right, hold on one second. Let me see if I can.
Is that it?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take that. Is there anything else you'd like to present just then? Okay, so what we'll do is we'll take a look at your evidence as well as the Edmonds and Blue Book values. Take and then we will come to a conclusion, and you will get a letter sent. Based on the decision of the board.
Yeah, I got the same thing last year, yeah.
Okay.
I got money back.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you. All right.
Thank you. Have a great day. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go back inside. Sorry.
Yeah, and Mark, the picture blurry. I wasn't.
Yeah, it's blurry. It's the back, the rear. The driver's side rear quarter panel is dented.
Okay.
Hold on. This is now the next lady. Well, you want to look at it while you're here? Okay.
Just so I can see.
Okay. What
was it? Are we on brick prison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on, I'm going to pause the recording here. Hold on.
Okay. Next, we have 6A, Kim Shepherd, 14 Bonanto Drive, a 2012 Toyota Camry. Okay. So, Ms. Shepherd, would you like to state your reason for your appeal today and any evidence you may have?
Sure. It's a 2012 Toyota Camry. It has almost 100,000 miles on it. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, you know, the shape of it outside is, you know, not great, but, you know, it's a vehicle it's paid for me. So, and I would think it's probably value, you know, the 5,000, I think.
Okay.
Car.
Any damage to the vehicle?
The bumpers, front and back.
Okay. Bumpers, front and back. Dings or dents?
Dents.
Dents.
And there's a few on the side of the cars or the side doors. Sorry.
Okay, oops. Let's go. We can go take a quick look at that. I'll just take a couple of pictures.
See the car. It's a blurry, but I don't.
Mark?
Yeah.
Is it possible to take pictures and send?
Yeah, she's taking the pictures, so it'll be easier. Sorry, this doesn't really.
Yeah, no, like
thank you. All right, just take the front and the back of it.
There's dense, but it's hard. I don't know why it's not.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. You cleaned your camera screen.
Right? Yeah, no, I know. I tried to change it, but it doesn't. For whatever reason, it doesn't. Okay. It must be set to like autofocus, like on your on a face or whatever. So when it's further away, it's kind of blurred.
Are there any questions for Ms. Shepherd?
No, I would personally like to see the pictures.
Yep, absolutely. I'll get those on over. If there's no questions, so Ms. Shepherd, what we'll do is take into account your evidence, take a look at the Edmonds and Luba values, and then come to a decision, and then you will be sent the decision of the board. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I see ya. All right, so we're going to pause the recording for the next applicant. They're coming in now.
Okay, so next we have 65 Marshall Lane. We have Marissa Halo and Andre
Fancho.
Yeah. Okay, so let's pull up items here. And we can see. I'm gonna go one here. So first on our list is 2010 Toyota Corolla.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to give your reason for an assessment appeal and any evidence that you may have?
My car is really old. I have the mileage here.
Okay.
Also.
Okay, the mileage on this is 128,742. Okay.
I just don't think it's worth the assessment that you guys put on it.
Okay.
Definitely not cosmetically.
Maybe.
I'm just being honest with you.
No, I know.
I mean, listen,
any damage?
Would you see my car again? You know?
Any damage? Any?
It's not like there's dings all in the front of the hood and stuff like that, that are like rusted and stuff. And the bottom's a little scratched and stuff. My back hatch thing doesn't really open and close because the rubber is rotted on it. Yeah, it's old.
Okay. And is that vehicle here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can come look at it.
Okay. Let's continue. Any other items regarding that vehicle?
It's just old and worn.
Okay. 2010. Okay. Next is the 2012 Toyota Prius.
Yes. So I had the same issues as last time, you know, obviously didn't get any better. It was involved in an accident. I had to get the front end replaced. I hit, was it Bobcat or something?
Oh God. Yeah.
Okay. So, and when was that?
That was, you know, I don't have the paper for that, but that was, when was that? It was like February, wasn't it? Yeah. I was like, yeah. Cause we were in Florida. I had to pick it up when we came back, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was in February of this year. Since there, it's been sold. So it has a high odometer meter. I can show you at the time of sale. It looks 127.
Okay, when was it sold?
June 8th.
Okay.
How much was it sold for?
Thank you. 4,000. It's because I know him. I wanted it to feel it, you only give me 2,600, but 4,000 goes towards the new time.
And just curious, do you have the paperwork from that?
Yes.
Is it with you here today?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, oh, it's right over here.
This, this one's down here. Okay,
yeah, it's the sale right there. No,
okay. Okay, yeah, all right. Yep, and I see that it was 4,000. Yeah. Okay, so an accident in February. Which was repaired and then sold. Okay. Next is the 2006 Honda CRV.
Yes. I have that here. You can see that and you'll definitely see why. just cosmetically and mechanically, it's just a beater car at this point. I just take it to Home Depot and throw stuff in it and bring it home.
Okay.
And here's the odometer.
Okay, so the odometer reading for this one is 241,877. Okay.
Check engine light this morning, so that's great. And I'll show you.
And there's damage to it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cosmetically, it's a mess.
Okay, we'll go take a look at that. And then next we have a 2006 Honda CRV.
That was this.
Oh, sorry. That's the 2003 Honda VT 750 DCV.
Yeah, that's the motorcycle. I couldn't get you odometer reading because the battery's dead. I have to get a new battery on it.
Okay.
So it's just older, you know, just the miles and everything you're wearing, tearing the bike. And right now, I don't even have a battery for it.
Okay, so just that it's older.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And I'll say the same for the other bike, which you're going to read. That's the odometer I'm going to read.
Okay, so
the VTX.
The 2003 Honda VTX 1300, yes. The odometer reading on that is 10,576. Okay, and it's just that it's older. Okay, let's go take a look at the vehicle that you do have on site, which is, again, the CRV.
Chief and Service.
Okay, we'll take a look at one of the buttons.
Sure, thank you.
All right, we're going to go outside to the view of the vehicles.
Okay.
I don't know.
Remainder is mercy.
Yeah, they're almost done.
All right, Maria, Colleen, do you have any questions?
The only question that I have is, I noticed that on record there's a certificate of change in last year's assessment, and I would just be wondering from Mr. Vanshot what the reasoning for the change was. But there's nothing noted on the paper.
Colleen, Betsy is looking into that because there's nothing on record from our previous meeting as of last year. So Betsy's looking into that certificate that was included in our packet.
Okay, perfect. I have no other question.
Every year, just wear and tear, especially for like the Prius. I work in North Stonington, so my daily commute is 140 miles a day. So that definitely adds it up.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And we will take a look at this, take a look at the pictures taken, take a look at the Edmonds and Blue Book values, and then we'll have the assessor's office will send you the decision. Okay?
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Yeah, have a great great weekend. All right. Thank you.
All right, so it's 9:39. We'll pause the recording.
Oh. Okay, let's get your application in.
Okay. Next on the agenda, we have Catherine Graham, 72 Misty Vale Lane, a 2010 Honda Fit. Ms. Graham, would you like to state your reason for your assessment appeal and any evidence you may have?
Well, my car, it has about 192,000 miles on it. And the last time I took it to, I don't have like evidence for this. I don't have like the statement. But the last time I took it to a dealer, they wouldn't even give me, like, they were going to maximum give me $1,000. This is quite a bit more than that. You know, not a ton, but quite a bit more than I think the car is worth. But that's why.
Okay. And I see that there was an accident.
Yeah, many, many years ago. And whenever people look on Carfax, they use it as a chance to lower the price even more. So.
Okay. And where?
It was this. Well, there's two. There's two. One, I hit someone, he boned me on this side.
Okay.
The other one, a kid went up the side of me and another car on the left side. It's all been repaired. But again, like when people come to buy the car, doesn't
they see the car? Okay. Know. Okay. So one, were both accidents reported on
a while ago?
So just two accidents on record.
One was in Oxford. Oh, where was the other one? I can picture it, but I don't know where it was. It's a long time ago.
So, and one on one side of the car, one on the other. Yeah. Okay.
The Oxford one, I remember that was near home at the time.
Okay. We'll go take a look at the vehicle and. Here. Just going to take a look at the condition of it now. Okay, Maria and Colleen, do you have any questions for Kate?
No, I just was going to ask if you could confirm the mileage.
Yeah, I can turn it on to the
left. Sure.
We have it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 192,495.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we will take a look at the evidence provided as well as the pictures. Take a look at the Edmonds and Blue Book values given, and then the assessor's office will send you the results of the board's decision. Okay.
When is the next one due? November? October?
Just tap the bill?
Yeah.
January.
Oh.
They have like till February 1st.
Okay.
Let's look at it.
So I paid, they gave me one for the entire year and I paid half. They said, you're going to go get it for your staff.
Yeah. January.
Oh. Okay.
So it's just says January 1st, but you have till February 1st to pay.
Okay.
But you'll get this letter before. And if there's an adjustment.
Yeah, if there's an adjustment, you'll know. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Have a good day. Take care. Have a good weekend. All right, I'm going to pause the recording again.
Okay, so we are done with hearing all the items in number 6. So we are on to number 7, setting the 2025 meeting schedule. Is that for both the March and September or just this?
Yeah, it would be March and September.
Okay. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. So we can do March. I was in May. Colleen, March 8th or March 15th, do either of those sound like a day that would or wouldn't work of 2025?
I'm thinking the 8th would be better.
Okay.
I mean, if we have to change it.
Yeah. So let's see. Saturday, March 8th. And then if I go to the September calendar, September 13th or 20th. Either of those sound better or worse?
The 13th.
Okay, so the 2025 meeting schedule for the Board of Assessment Appeals will be March 8th, Saturday, March 8th, and Saturday, September 13th, beginning at 9 a.m. Can I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Okay, by Colleen, and I will second that. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, number 8. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion.
By Colleen, and I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. At 10:06 a.m. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a fantastic day.
You too.
You'll